Less extraneous details, please.
Right, sorry. Anyway, I went home. I'd been texting my boyfriend about what movie we were going to see on Friday, so maybe that's why I looked at a photograph of us. I picked it up, touched it. The image flickered, as I expected it to, but this time, what I saw, there was a man standing over him with a gun, threatening him. It felt like I was right there in the room, but I couldn't do anything because...
You can only manipulate objects if they're within reach, right?
Exactly, but he was so close, I could almost touch him. I watched him bleeding out on the floor a few feet in front of me. And you know, all I could think was, why didn't I take the photo a little to the left? Why can't I stretch my arm just one more inch, huh? As though I'd be able to knock out the attacker or distract him or something. So I snapped out of it, called the police. I drove to his place as quickly as I could, but by the time I got there, it's already gone. And all I could think was, we're never going to see that movie. In fact, he'll never see another movie ever again. You know, I've come to terms with the fact that I couldn't have done anything, but sometimes I still wonder.
I need a moment. Dr. Collingwood, continue the questionnaire.
Is she okay?
Dr. Buck is resilient. Last thing she wants is anyone worrying about her. In any case, I'm sorry for your loss.
No, I'm sorry. I know you mean well. It's just, that's what everyone said. Even the people who would later testify against me.
Right, the trial. Could you tell me more about that?
I was called as a witness in the murder trial. When the police came, they found me crouched next to him, so it was very obvious that I had been at the scene of the crime. I told them.